Women on the Line, produced at 3CR, acknowledges the people of the Kulin Nations, true owners, caretakers, and custodians of the lands from which we broadcast. We pay respect to elders past and present of the Kulin Nation, and we recognise their unceded sovereignty. Welcome to Women on the Line, a national feminist current affairs program produced by women and gender non-conforming broadcasters from 3CR Community Radio in Naarm, Melbourne. We're broadcast across the continent on the Community Radio Network. I'm your host for today, Scheherazade Bloul. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Every year on January 26, so-called Australia Day, First Nations communities and their allies gather across the continent. Invasion Day is a day of mourning. It's a day of truth-telling, a day of resistance against colonial violence. It's also a day of solidarity, strength, and Black resistance. This year's Invasion Day comes in the wake of a renewed and coordinated backlash following the racist effigy of the failed Voice to Parliament referendum. Far-right groups, media figures, and politicians have reaffirmed and bolstered their efforts to erase First Nations resistance, from funding astroturfed Australia Save Australia Day campaigns to platforming openly racist commentators. These forces have seized on the referendum's outcome to reassert white nationalist narratives. Their message is clear. Aboriginal sovereignty must remain invisible and January 26 must remain a celebration of the colony. Yet despite their attempts, more councils refuse to hold celebrations, more communities reject the national myth, and more voices demand truth-telling, land back, and justice. This year's Invasion Day, like every Invasion Day before it, stands as a direct challenge to those who wish to bury the genocidal reality of this country, from invasion to present. Today, we bring you voices from this year's rally in Naarm, organised by the Warriors of Aboriginal Resistance. You'll hear speeches, performances, and calls to action from First Nations community organisers calling for justice, land back, and an end to the ongoing colonial project. And just a little language warning for some listeners out there, there is a little bit of swearing in some of the speeches.
In front of you for the 10th anniversary of war, putting these Invasion Day rallies on. Give it up for war.
The Jiri Jiri Dance Group is a Wurundjeri woman's dance group keeping culture alive through movement and song. They performed in the first half of the rally, and although we can't see the dance, let's have a listen.
Our next dance is our Babandarang. The Babandarang is the mother tree, and the mother tree represents culture and how culture, the mother tree represents how before invasion, our old trees used to watch over our families and our communities thriving, living on country, practicing our traditional ways, living happily and in peace. Then they watched us suffer the degradation and the devastation of invasion. We still suffer from this, but at the time, that part of the invasion is represented in our dance with the tree being cut down. As we know, our gum trees and our trees flourish and they spread seeds all over our country. These seeds are nourished from the old roots in the ground, so even when the tree is cut, the old roots still remain underneath the earth and provide for the new seedlings to grow. And so like all of us, we were born at a time that we are those seedlings and we are growing stronger and stronger based upon the root system that is still there underneath our ground and in our family bloodlines. Through that we, our next generation are going to be stronger and proud and have the opportunity to grow with culture in their lives present, and as a result, we're all going to be stronger for it. This is my first time up in front of such a big crowd explaining our dance, so, but thank you. Ngocchin, enjoy it, and have a good day.
Next, we hear from Mariki Onus, a Gurnai, Kurnai and Gurudjmara woman, organiser and co-founder of the Warriors of Aboriginal Resistance. Mariki has been on the forefront of black activism for years, unapologetically pushing for sovereignty, self-determination and resisting police violence and systematic oppression. Here's Mariki Onus.
Good morning, everyone. I don't know if it's still morning. My name is Mariki Onus and I'm from the Gurnai and Gurudjmara people, and I have been one person that's helped organise this huge effort. This has grown to a huge crowd from when we first started this iteration of Invasion Day, and I just want to acknowledge that this was built on the legacy of our people for the last 200 years, and I want to note that 80 years ago, the first day of mourning, and the Aboriginal 10 Embassy movement, Uncle Robbie's legacy in these streets when none of us were around, he held the fire. And so I want to pay my respects to the elders and the activist legacy who we built this on. Underneath all of this, I have to really acknowledge, though, that our community, I come from the Fitzroy community. We were displaced from the missions. We were made up of the stolen generations. We weren't allowed to live on our country as a process of genocide and assimilation. And we make up the northern suburbs. We were pushed out from Fitzroy. Many still live there. But I want to acknowledge that this January has been very painful for our people. And there's been a lot of sorry business. I want to mention my cousin, Alan Snoz Brown, Uncle Lockie, Austin, champion boxer, one of the best boxers this country has ever seen. And I want to mention and pay my respects to Carl Terry and all of the people that are hurting from loss right now. I am really proud to come out here and see this march today I don't have a lot to do with the organising, but I support the people organising. And I was on the phone to Tanin last night, and this is actually now the people's protest now. This doesn't just belong to a few individuals. And I'm really proud of all the different people that come together that pull this huge event. Every single year, everyone knows their job. And that's from the marshals, the mob that pull out the microphones. A lot of work comes into showing up today. And so I really just want to thank each and every single one of you that come out and support us and help our struggles feel seen and fight for our struggles to be seen and platformed. And that this is our day now. We've clawed it off the colonisers. We've taken back these streets. We abolished the Australia Day parade, and they will never, ever get that back. And I have to acknowledge my sister, Sis, Viv, who is no longer with us today, who was there with us day one when we first broke through the Australia Day parade. There would have been about 1,000 people that day, and we interrupted the colony and we took that space back, and they abolished that day. And I'm really proud of each and every single one of you that were a part of it. I am a little bit shaken today over a lot of the sorry business, and I'm doing a lot more work in the background, and I still show up to support the mob who still show up. And I want to encourage that it's more than just a day this day. So much goes into what we do. It goes into organising in your small communities, building with like-minded people, fighting institutions for every tooth and nail to maintain that these councils don't celebrate this day. Please take this back to your communities and do this 365 days a year. That's the message that I have. And I have a message of unity. One thing that I've learned over this 10 years is that it's we the people. There is no individual. We have to have the working class, Palestine, all mobs. Fuck these fake borders. Fuck them. We're not going to be separated from each other. We're all in this together. Our unity is what's going to keep us together, and that's how we're going to fight for our land back and smash this colony. Thank you.
You are listening to Mariki Onus speaking at the 2025 Invasion Day rally in Naarm, Melbourne. Across these stolen lands now called Australia, you have been listening to Women on the Line, highlighting a range of gender non-conforming and women's voices broadcast across the continent on the Community Radio Network. Today we're highlighting speeches from the Invasion Day rally of 2025 in Naarm, Melbourne. We now turn to a speech by Tasneem Samak, a Palestinian activist and writer whose work bridges liberation movements from Palestine to so-called Australia.
We thank the Aboriginal resistance, because if it wasn't for the Aboriginal resistance and anti-colonial resistance everywhere throughout decades and throughout centuries, our people couldn't stand up today and say that resistance is justified, because that right, we did not gain it from the United Nations. We gained the right to resist because of the struggle of the Aboriginal people and native people, savages everywhere, black people everywhere. And I speak to you today, the morning after the third prisoner exchange. The third prisoner exchange where the Israeli hostages have been released in exchange last night for Israeli soldiers for 200 Palestinian prisoners, and long live the prisoners of Palestine. Our people are held captive under the Zionist boot, the same way that your people are held captive under the white colonialist boot. But that should not go on for any longer. We will break every prison. We will break every prison gate, and brick by brick and wall by wall, the Zionist state will fall and the colony will fall. between the Palestinians and the Zionist state happened in November 2023. And the Palestinians have said from day one with this battle with the Zionist regime that there should have been a ceasefire deal. The Zionist regime insisted on freeing their hostages through a military attack against all international law. And it is only now, 15 months later, that they have bowed to the will of the Palestinians who said, this is the path forward. It is through agreement and it is through recognizing the Palestinian will. And the same when we talk about treaty, because there are people in this colony who will only accept force and who will use domination, but they will lose. They will also come begging and they will sign treaty. They will. And that is the future that we are a part of. And we are proud to be a part of such a future. And this year, we will not allow Peter Dutton to win. And we see that example in so-called New Zealand, and we see it in Queensland. And we see it in the United States of Terror, the United States of America. But here, this year, we will unite together. We will unite the fight, and we will take on the right, and we will take on the fascists who are gathering at Rod Laver Arena. They've come out today with Australian pride, with fascist pride, because that is what this day represents to this colony, actually. When we talk about what the narrative is of this nation, it's a racist nation, a colonial nation, and they are the remnants and representation of that. We will not allow them to win. I urge you to join us outside the pickets of the weapons factories, because Australia to the world is nothing but an outpost for empire. It is looked at as a manufacturing hub for weapons. And we've had to see that firsthand when we stand outside the weapons factories and outside land forces. And I salute every single one of you who's taken on the COPs to end the war machine here on this land. This is stolen land, and the resources of this land should be used for healthcare, for looking after community, and not for warfare. No to warfare in this land. The media and politicians think that our movement is over because of the ceasefire. But we have said this, we are only just getting started. And the workers' movement is also joining us. The unionists, it's your job, and all of us workers, it's our job to picket the prisons, to picket the detention centres, to picket not only for Palestine, but for change in this stolen land. We will struggle until victory, and we will continue to march on together, side by side within this colony, but also side by side with our comrades around the world. And Gaza calls on all of you, and the people of this colonized land, the indigenous people, call on all of our comrades internationally as well. And we will send that message to our Palestinian siblings to express solidarity with the Aboriginal struggle. Everything we do it for our children. And I just want to pay my respect to the Aboriginal children who are locked up in this colony, who need to be freed, and they should be freed right now.
At the heart of the fight for justice are the families of those who have been taken too soon, who have been killed by the colony. Samara Fernandez Brown, a fierce advocate and family member of Kumunjayi Walker. She's also part of the Jawa Foundation, which supports families affected by black deaths in custody in a country where police violence continues unchecked.
Like I was saying, for those of you who don't know me, I'm the cousin of Kumunjayi Walker. My cousin was a death in custody in 2019. He was only 19 when he was shot by a police officer three times. Shame. Disgraceful. And Gumindja is one of over 500 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander death in custodies in Australia. And not one single police officer has ever been in jail because of that. Shame! Shame! Every single one of our family members matter. One is too many, and 500 plus is disgraceful. With our family, we were able to take that police officer to Supreme Court. We're one of the only families that have ever done that in the Northern Territory. And while I am proud that we did that, it was an all-white jury. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. These systems work directly against us, our families and our communities. They're not there for justice. I don't know why it's called the justice system. It's completely unjust, and it has continued to be unjust. My family is one family. There are so many, and I'm sure even amongst us here, we've felt the impact of deaths in custody or police brutality, whether it on this soil or on your Indigenous lands. And I'm so thankful for everybody for showing up. I'm also here representing the Dajua Foundation and my good sister, April Day. April's not here, and neither is her mum, but I want to just give the biggest, loudest cheer you can good for our sister April. Sister April, she founded the Dajua Foundation. It's an incredible organisation that I have the honour on working with her. We support other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families that have experienced a death in custody across Australia. We've worked with over 60 families since its inception. Our dream is that this organisation doesn't have to exist anymore. She built this as a gap. She saw a gap because even though our families are so highly sought out in terms of incarceration and deaths in custody, there weren't really any solid organisations supporting deaths in custody specific. And so that's what we do. You may see people holding up banners and QR codes. I can see some in the crowd. We are seeking donations to be able to continue the work that we do because we are so strongly not government funded. We know that the government is inherently violent. It is inherently racist, and we suffer. And so for us, it just ethically wouldn't be right to take donations from them. We're so grateful for Pay the Rent and other organisations that support us, and we predominantly rely on donations. And because of that, we've been able to support families to go to their coronial inquest. Because as you know, there is no seat at the table for us at coronial inquest. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. How do we expect anything to change if we're not listening to the voices of people affected? How does that happen? So we fight for our families to be at that table. Absolutely, and the stolen generation, 100%. Exactly, justice for Yapa. When I say justice for Walker, I want to hear you say it loud and proud. Justice for Walker!
Justice for Walker!
Justice for Tanya Day!
Justice for Tanya Day!
Justice for C.V. Lee Nixon!
Justice for C.V. Lee Nixon!
Justice for Veronica Nelson!
Justice for Veronica Nelson!
Justice for Raymond Thomas!
Justice for Raymond Thomas!
They're just some names of many. And while we're all here, and I'm so proud of you all for showing up, I want you to go back. I want you to learn those names. These names are not to be forgotten. Say their names. Say their names. Go home, learn about your families and how you can be supporting. Learn about our different foundations, like Pay the Rent, like the Dajua Foundation, and what our mob are doing in community. While it's fantastic that we're showing up, this can't be the end. We can't go home today and feel like we've done enough. We have to keep fighting. We need to keep our young people safe. We need to save our children. We need to raise the age. We need to abolish police.
Finally, we turn to music. Kian, a proud Kuku-Yilanji, Jurambo and Bajo Islander artist, brings a performance with Yara, a Gazan-born Palestinian musician, and backing vocals by Izzy Brown.
This song is called Take No More. It was written with Sisiya Madonovan, proud Gumbangia woman, Nungal woman. And it's about the fight that we have every day for a better future. The same fight that our ancestors fought, that we need to carry on for the next generation. Have a better world for all of us. We're from this land, the land cares for us, it wants us. It's all of our duty, being on Aboriginal land every day, to care for it, to fight for justice, for liberation. None of us are free until all of us are free. So our solidarity is with Palestine, with West Papua, with Congo, with Sudan, with Turtle Island, with Aotearoa, all Indigenous people. We show up. Take no more, black from the heart. Take no more, true in our law. Take no more.
Come stand beside, come join in a fight. Forever at the start of the conversation, but never at the heart. Opportunities, strikes and walk-offs and unheard statements. We sing our songs, 'cause we know where we come from. We sing our songs, 'cause the old ones are for it. We sing our songs.
Our existence is from their resistance. We show up.
So that's all we have time for today. We'd love to hear your comments or thoughts about the program, so please send us an email to womenontheline@gmail.com or give us a call at 3CR on 03 9419 8377. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Women on the Line is a national feminist current affairs program. It's produced and presented by a range of women and gender non-conforming broadcasters from 3CR Melbourne and broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network. We have funding support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The theme music that you hear on our shows is by Ripley Kavara. Women on the Line programs can be downloaded from 3cr.org.au/womenontheline. You can also listen back to our programs on your favourite podcasting app. I'm Scheherazade Blue, and tune in again next week for more Women on the Line content.